Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm Stephen Kay, and I am honored to be the host of this program. If you have a question or comment, our phones are always open to you anytime at 713-STEPHEN-KAY. That's 713-783-8365, or shoot an email to me at stephenkaylive.com. And with me today, as I mentioned in the previous segment, is Dr. Dan Cuney. He is our customized clinical nutritionist. He helps you understand how to be healthier, how to take better care of yourself, how to better take care of your body so you can live longer, have more energy, have a better quality of life. And if you want information on Dr. Dan, you can find it directly on his website at drdanwellness.com. Office at 713-295-9358. I'll say that again because I know I talk a little fast, especially with numbers. 713-295-9358. Or like I said, check out more resources and information on his website at drdanwellness.com. Letter, which can be found under today's show. The article can be found under today's show at stephenkaylive.com. You have listed a story and some dietary information by somebody named Weston A. Price. And give us a little bit of background of this person, because I understand it's not a health expert per se in the same regard that you are. This guy was a dentist way back in the 30s who was just looking for one thing and discovered something completely different.
Yes, Stephen, it is it's really amazing. Actually, going back to the 30s, the dentists had a lot more conversations around health. We can even talk a little bit about some other dentists. But Weston A. Price was a dentist, and he was in the 30s, and basically what he saw was children were getting cavities when they never did before. And he said, okay, what's going on? Why are we not having cavities just from degenerative, like as we get older, but we're actually starting to see cavities in young kids when they're growing? And so he said, there's got to be something about what they're doing or what they're eating, but he was trying to figure out what was different. And so to discover this, you got to think this mentality back in the 30s was pretty amazing, because it was really when the world was starting to open up, is when National Geographic was going into different areas in the world and civilizations, taking pictures, and they're starting to see these untouched civilizations that, you know, were kind of secular from the, you know, away from the rest of the world. And secluded from the rest of the world. And so what he did is he went into these civilizations and he took a lot of pictures of their teeth, which, of course, he's a dentist, right? And when he took the pictures of the teeth, he saw that they were very healthy, okay? There were no cavities in these groups. There was no crowding of the teeth, which we you know, now have braces for. And the interesting thing is that a lot of people don't know this, but the health of your teeth is very representative of the health of your body.
You know, I have a friend who's a dentist in Sugar Land. I don't mind saying it. His name is Dr. Alan Emmerich. He owns a business called the First Dental of Sugar Land. And he actually used to be on my morning show a while back when I co-hosted with my friend Brent. And he always said the same thing. He would come and talk about the different things that he was able to determine a person's health strictly through his expertise as a dentist. And it amazed me how much, you know, it amazed me how much he could tell from just looking at your teeth, but it shows how much our bodies are interconnected from head to toe.
Certainly. I mean, they've even gone so far as to map, acupuncture, where they talk about meridians and things like that and connections and stuff. Well, that's really all the nervous system and how the nervous system is connected to everything. And what happened is they even started mapping the teeth to say, okay, this particular tooth, you know, goes more to the heart area and this particular tooth goes more to different organs. So there's a really interesting concept with all this.
It sounds very similar to what you talk about with your expertise in chiropractic care and how, again, the nerves run through the spine and connects to every part of your body, and how you can see and determine different people's aspects of their health and even possibly be able to help them.
Yes, and that's what I look for. When we see an organ problem, a function problem that's out of balance, not only am I going to go in and look at that organ and say, okay, what can we do to support it nutritionally and have it be healthier and so on, but we're also going to look and say, hey, is there an area in the spine that's misaligned that's going to that organ, so the function? Is there problems in the teeth, like old infections up underneath the teeth, and there, you know, so that nerve is irritated in the teeth? And you'd be very surprised how there's a connection with that. So anyway, getting back to Weston Price, what he did is he traveled the globe and he went to all these different cultures. He went to so many different cultures, everywhere from Africa to the Eskimos to the Swiss, and he just went to all these cultures all over the world. And what he found was there were certain commonalities, that these groups were essentially healthy. They didn't have diabetes, heart disease, cancer. They were basically non-existent in their societies. They all had healthy teeth. And I was like, okay, well, that's cool. So he said they must be doing. And interestingly enough, he was going to look for a vegetarian diet. He felt like vegetarian must be the answer. So he was looking for a vegetarian diet. And what he found kind of astounded him was, is that it wasn't the healthiest cultures weren't vegetarians. They were actually meat eaters. But what he found was, is that they didn't have any processed foods, of course, because they weren't touched by civilization, if you will.
Now, I read in your article in this part of the story where it said he found that they were actually eating a lot of butter and meats and eggs and even animal fats, and it's just the opposite of what we've been taught over the last few decades in American culture, that these are all the things that are supposedly bad for us.
Yeah, I know, and that's where it gets really kind of hairy, I guess, because we're going to start telling people exactly opposite of what they've been taught for the last 20 years. So, but you know, that's my job, is to get rid of the misinformation and help you to the right information. And again, we'll reference my website where I put books on nutrition I recommend. If you want some nutritional information on this, Good Calories by Bad Calories by Gary Tobbs. It's on my website, a little quick to go over to Amazon. Now, that's the encyclopedia version. When I say encyclopedia version, I mean it's a read. It's about 2 inches thick and about 3/4 of an inch are references. So serious information about really teaching us about the truth about fats and the truth about carbohydrates and what the story is. But for the reader that might not want to get into it in that much of a depth, he rewrote the book for a little bit easier people, if you don't want to get into that, and it's called Why We Get Fat, and it's also by Carrie Tobbs. Now, that's just some of them. You'll see a lot more stuff listed on my website.
And if you want to see Dan's favorite books on health and wellness, you can find it, as he said, on his website. That web address is drdanwell.com. Go check it out. Look at the books if you feel like you want to read some. I don't think he gets anything from them if you buy one of these books. It's just information that can help you learn and understand more about nutrition and your health. And again, you can find those book references on drdanwellness.com. But I've got a little tip for you, a little secret. If you're lazy like me and you don't want to read at all, just call Dr. Dan, set up a consult. He's already read all this stuff. He knows it. You don't have to read or learn. You can just go to him, and he can tell you. He can evaluate your needs and what's best for your health. And you can do that by calling his office, 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. And, of course, like you said, not only the books, but all of these references are available on his website, drdanwellness.com. Now, when we come back, we're going to continue covering what Weston A. Price discovered and how it fits in to the health advice that Dr. Dan is giving you today. So stay tuned for more information on how you can have a better diet, which will create better health. And it's not what you think. It's almost the exact opposite of many of the things that we've been taught over the last 10 or 20 years, as we said. If you have a question or comment, 713-STEPHEN-K, or email me at stephenklive.com. Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm Stephen Kay. As I say, it is always my honor and blessing to share this time with you because we are here to help you succeed, and that's truly an honor. If we can be a part of your success, if we can be of a greater honor or privilege than that. That is why we do this show. Our purpose is to help you understand how to improve both your personal and professional life. And that goes into many different areas of our life, including our health. Here with me, as he is every week, is Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist. And we're talking about a little bit of history of health and nutrition and traditional diets versus maybe some of the newer diets that we've learned over the last couple of decades, from a gentleman named Weston A. Price, who was a dentist in the 30s, who was originally wondering why children in different parts of the world didn't have cavities, and he was looking for a solution and discovered a solution not just for dentistry, but for general health and wellness at large. And Dr. Dan, I just think that this story is amazing. Because, as we said, he discovered a lot of the things that are in our diets at that time that were causing health problems here in our culture in America that he wasn't seeing in these other cultures around the world.
Yes, and what was really interesting is that he was almost dumbfounded by it. You know, he saw that these basic building blocks of there was nutrients in animal tissue that was not available in anything else. And this is something that we knew about proteins, right? But we didn't really understand the concept that there was this concept of having 10 times the fat-soluble vitamins versus the American diet at the time. And that's, just think about that. That's 10 times the nutrients in this basic diet these people versus the rest of the United States. And that was at that time, in the 1930s.
Yeah, sadly, I don't think it's got much better here.
No, it's actually much, much worse. And then we also have four times the amount of water-soluble vitamins. So when we start thinking about this, and we say, And so what he started to have a supposition about is these fat-soluble vitamins that were in healthy animal products, the way that God had put them on the planet. Here we go again, Stephen. The way God did it, it makes sense. The way man does it, we screw it up. So we just think about that. You know,
the
cows that were out on the free range getting sun got more vitamin D because that's how they get vitamin D. They were eating grass. They were healthier. They had more vitamin A. So they have more vitamin A and D in their bodies. And the amounts of vitamin A and D in these basic cultures, if you will, untouched by civilization, I like to call them. Some people just call them secluded. But basically, we're getting healthier foods than we were. Now, there's a story. I can't verify this, but Weston Price, you know, learned some information. He learned something about butter, which is really, really interesting, and how healthy butter really is if it was if the cows were eating rapidly growing fresh green grasses. So basically, spring and fall. Okay, so when they were eating these healthy green grasses, there was something called the Price X factor. And because he couldn't figure out what it was at the time, and he was saying that there's these nutrients in butter that was just never there before, and that just seemed to accelerate the healing and everything. So he came back with two basic concepts, which you probably heard years and years and years: cod liver oil, okay, because it's high in vitamin A and vitamin D,
okay,
and butter oil, which was an extract from butter from these rapidly growing green grasses. And he was able to reverse cavities with this. Now, I'm not a dentist. I'm not claiming to reverse cavities. Saying that, but what he said was he was able to reverse cavities by putting if they weren't too severe, he could actually give them cod liver oil and butter oil, and the essential nutrients would strengthen the body enough that the bones would be able to regrow. And he talked about this case I read about, and it's hard for me to even believe. This young girl living in the inner city had like 16 cavities, and he did this protocol with her, and I can't remember for how long. I apologize about that. And he said that all the cavities healed up. And he's a dentist, you know, he's looking, he's checking, and so on. Now, granted, it's the 1930s, but still, that was just mind-boggling to me to even think of the concept that your body heals itself.
About a study done on countries with the longest life expectancy, and I think the longest life expectancy in the world, or at least probably within the top five, was part of their daily diet was a pat of butter in like some tea or something. And it just, again, it goes against the grain of everything we've been taught here about health. They say butter's not bad for you, all of this stuff. But you've got to remember, we don't this is natural made butter, not that processed stuff that we buy at the store. So there's a huge difference in the amount of nutrients and chemicals and lack in each of those categories thereof because of how it's made.
And how it's changed after it's made, yeah. And just think of an egg. When you take an egg and you cook it, once you cook it, that protein has changed and it can't change back. That's what happens when we pasteurize things. So when we pasteurize milk, these are the problems that we create. And you can learn a lot about that on Weston Price's website. They talk a lot about that. You can connect and read the article on my website. I also connect back to his website. And, oh, by the way, before I forget, I also put on there some videos of how to prepare foods traditionally. So there's like 12 different videos if you want to learn a little bit more about that from Weston Price's website. But I just figured that would be a great thing for, you know, a mom that's real or a dad that was trying to, you know, move more towards the natural. And we'll get into that in a few minutes.
And these videos are now on your website,
yes.
Correct? So if you want to see some of these videos and get some of this information, again, Dr. Dan made it a little easier. You don't have to read. You just have to watch and listen. Go to drdanwellness.com. Check it out. Get some of this information that could truly impact your health and well-being. You can, again, find it at drdanwellness.com.
Definitely, definitely. And by the way, that's under the nutrition section under healthy foods. So I kind of categorize some things. So Weston Price's information is under healthy foods. So let's get back to the story of that. So now what happened was is Dr. Price watched what happened when these civilizations became quote unquote civilized. When we brought in processed food, which was pasteurized milk, white flour, and white sugar. Now these are just three things that entered into a society, and guess what happened? Just guess what happened to their health.
The answer is obvious just based on our conversation. Their health probably declined drastically.
Drastically. Not only did they start having cavities, which is, you know, kind of concerning when they were never there before, but then they started getting more diabetes, which then led to more heart disease and more cancer. And all the stuff started showing up in their society and it wasn't there. And you start thinking, well, that's interesting. As soon as we change the way that God put it on the planet and we're eating more of that and we're causing this whole insulin response, and that's a whole nother conversation. And now we're moving into these diseases that how common are they in our society today? We got diabetes.
Very.
We got heart disease. We got cancer. What is it? 1 in 2 people die from heart disease. 1 in 3 people die from cancer. Diabetes numbers are rising and rising and rising. And what happened is, and I want to get this point across. So if you missed everything else, is when we move away from protein and fat and we move toward processed foods, there's really only one probable predictable future. Okay, it's ill health. We have to move back towards protein and fat, make sure we're getting plenty of fat soluble vitamins, making sure we're getting plenty of protein in our diet. We'll stop the cravings for all these carbohydrates and starches, and you will turn around this destination that you, your family, your friends are on.
And by the way, don't get me wrong here, I love the modern age. I mean, I love the advancements that human beings have made in technology, which includes, of course, electronics and computers, and, of course, medical and health. We have discovered some truly amazing things about how we function, how we operate, both internally and externally, our impact on the world. We can do more now as a living creature on this planet than probably than any other creature throughout the history of time, at least on this planet. What we know about science and health and medicine and what we know about how our bodies function, but at the same time, there's certain things. What I hope to see is a day that will come back around where we use all of this knowledge and technology to continue to better our health and wellness, but at the same time go back to take out some of the things that we've tried and, you know, what I hope is just ended up being in the long term of things, a short term experiment about how we do things like process foods. And we go back to some of those things that we should know actually work better for our bodies, like naturally processed foods and everything that Dr. Dan talks about here today. I think that there is a future where our medical advancements and the natural way of doing things are combined, and that's when we'll really see some amazing thing happen with life expectancy and health and how well our bodies function. That's actually what I envision. That's my little dream about health and wellness here on this little rock we call Earth. All right, we've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist. As always, if you have a question for Dr. Dan or myself, you can call into the show. Live or Memorex, that number is available to you. 713-STEPHEN-K. That's 713-783-8365. Shoot an email to me at stephenklive.com. I can talk with you that way as well. And there is more happening right here on Life, Business, and Money. All right, more Life, Business, and Money right here at stephenklive.com. Our phones are open, and all you need to do is dial my name, 713-STEPHEN-K. That's 713-783-8365. Shoot an email at stephenklive.com. Participate in the stuff that goes beyond the show. There's plenty of things happening on the website at stephenklive.com, including our event calendar, our web polls, our featured articles from our show advisors, like Dr. Dan, who posted an article for today's program called Lessons from Weston A. Price in Traditional Diets, where you can see some of the dietary guidelines that Dr. Dan recommends based on Weston Price's research and some of the dietary dangers of our modern society that you should start looking to avoid. So again, you can find out all of that information online at stephenklive.com. Now, Dr. Dan, I was reading your article last night and again this morning. Well, I'll talk about what happened last night. I was reading the article. I got to the part that's titled Diet of Our Modern Society. And this is a list of things that we probably shouldn't be eating that could be causing all of these health issues that we're seeing in our society today. So when I read this, I went through the list and I went through my pantry and my refrigerator, and I ended up just emptying out and throwing away everything because I didn't have anything that wasn't on this danger list. So now, well, now I'm starving to death.
Well, I am glad that you're taking to heart the information I'm giving. But this is really something to say. Is basically what you're learning is that what the traditional diet, and we call it the standard American diet, if you haven't picked up the call letters there, SAD. So the standard American diet is pretty sad. Okay, and basically what we're doing is that we're looking and saying, what we're doing now is not working. The health of our nation is declining. There's no question of it. It's getting worse and worse and worse. We are living longer because we have medications to help us live longer, but we are living with more disease than ever before. And so now the question is, what is doing this?
And that's the problem with what I was just saying in the last segment, is that hopefully someday we'll see a mix of modern medicine and technology and the way things are supposed to be naturally. Because right now, when we get ill, what we do is we take a medication to alleviate the symptoms, and then we end up living with the ailment, the illness, the disease, and not necessarily reversing it or curing it or taking better care of our bodies the way, as we say many times on the show, the way God designed it to be.
Yes, and you're leading me to something that I wasn't sure I was going to talk about today, but basically our society has gotten to a place where they've accepted disease, they've accepted a diagnosis, and they've accepted that there's not anything to cover it up with a drug. And what my job is, if you ask me to be, you know, that coach for you, is to show you that we know that God can heal anything. Now, of course, it's up to God if he heals it. I totally get that. But why not do everything you can do? Okay, I feel like God calls us to that, to do everything you can do on your side to start making the changes. If you can find out that you're allergic to something, get off of that. If you find out you're eating lots of processed foods and not enough of these, you know, fat-soluble vitamins, then change that and try to get you to a place to give your body the best chance for its genetic potential, for its the most possible for your health, which translates in the most possible for what you can do on this planet. And that's why I do what I do.
And, you know, I have a friend. Actually, he's a mutual friend, Dr. Matt, who's also a chiropractor. The body is the power that heals the body. And I just love that concept.
Yes, and it is certainly true. And that's the thing that I, you know, if Dr. Matt and I are in the same place on, which is that all we need to do is we need to remove the interferences. And we need to feed the body. So if an interference is that you have lots of toxins in your body and we need to do detox like we talked about a couple of weeks ago, then that. If the interference is that you got deficiencies where you don't have the fuel to heal, if you don't have the nutrients for your body to actually use for healing, how do you think it's going to heal? It's not going to. It's not possible. It's so basic, but so important to understand that you can have deficiencies that just doesn't give you what you need. If you don't have the proper electricity going to your television set, it stops working, right? If you don't have the proper signal that's coming in and it's garbled and difficulty communicating on your Wi-Fi, you're not going to be able to use the internet, right? Or it'll use and it won't use and it'll use and it won't use.
Yeah, well, we've experienced many times on Life, Business, and Money.
So, you know, this is the concept to try to understand, to bring it back to the basics. It's really important to realize that. So when I talk about traditional diets, the reason why I'm not doing that is to say, hey, it was interesting what's going on in 1930, is because this information is powerful for us today. If we would just go back to more traditional diets, if we would go back to some of the things like we're talking about, if you are going to do grains, that we do whole grains and mostly and try to use sprouted grains as much as possible and learn into this concept of fermentation that they used to do. So in other words, sauerkraut is a fermented food, or at least it was traditionally, and it was in our diets. You know how we have to use probiotics all the time now because we got this imbalance? Well, guess what? We used to naturally do that by eating fermented foods. So these are all types of things that if we just look at the basics, we get back to the basics, we can make huge, huge changes.
And it just amazes me that we've actually, you know, like I said before, our advances in technology are great. We've discovered some things, but it amazes me how long we've known this. This guy, Price, discovered this stuff in the 30s, close to 80 years ago. A little over 80 years ago. It still holds true today. Some things don't change. Believe it or not, and anybody who listens to me for any length of time knows I'm a tech buff. I'm a gadget geek. I love modern advancements. Some modern advancements, some discoveries aren't necessarily the best thing just because they're the newest thing. We do just as many things wrong when we're trying something new as we can do something right. So we've really got to learn to decipher and determine what we have available to us today that's best. It's the newest, coolest thing. Diet or otherwise doesn't necessarily mean it's the best thing for you.
And that's right. And it's just something that I try to help. Now, the other thing that we talk about in our office is not just how to make these changes, like we've talked about getting off of trans fats, moving towards saturated fats. And yes, butter is healthy for you. Yes. Coconut oil is healthy for you. Yes. It's important for you to eat these animal fats in your diet. I am telling you that. And that is a way to actually avoid heart disease and avoid cancer. I'm telling you this because we've seen it time and time again in our office with people changing. But not only do we do that, we also start feeding people back to health using whole food nutritional supplements. And interestingly enough, this was done by Royal Lee, and Royal Lee was also a dentist in the 30s. He actually, that Weston Price and Royal Lee knew each other, and he was the founder of Standard Process. And we'll probably do a whole nother radio show on Royal Lee, but he was a genius trying to figure out how started putting together all these different foods, and it has all these basic nutrients in it, and it just started feeding back to health. And so other people said, hey, well, I want some of that, and then just created more and more as different issues came up. And he was putting these products, these animal products like liver, which we don't eat anymore, back into a vitamin B supplement, because that's the best source of vitamin B's, and people were getting tremendous results, for example. So it's just something that we do in our office is we feed you these whole food supplements. And you know what? I don't like to eat liver. It's just a thing. I think it's really healthy for you. I guess maybe if I close my eyes, I could eat the liver. But basically, I just don't choose to do it.
I never liked liver either.
And, but to be honest with you, it's just the look of it. So, you know.
For me, it's the smell.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's got to be cooked. That's for sure. As my dad says, he says, you know, I'll go out. Somebody prepares it for me, but I'm not going to make it in my home.
So, there you go.
So, you know, this is the thing is that we know these things. So I know liver is important for me. So I you know, eat those B vitamins that are, you know, made from liver called Cataplex B. And I eat the Liviplex that, you know is very good for my liver and help and cleanse my liver. So these are the things that I, you know, do on a daily basis. And people are just amazed and blown away by what can happen when you feed the body back to health. And it goes back to the same concept that you were quoting, is that the power that made the body heals the body, and it happens no other way.
Now, if you would like help in this area, if you think, man, I want to be healthier, I want to do what's right for my body, I haven't been feeling my best, I haven't had the energy that I'd like to have throughout the day, if those are questions or things that you say to yourself on a regular basis, maybe you are fairly healthy and you just want to make sure you stay that way, I highly recommend you contact Dr. Dan Cuny, our customized clinical nutritionist. He can take you through this entire process by consulting you on where you are now and what your health goals are and help you get there. If you would like Dr. Dan's help, call him at his office, 713-295-9358. Visit his website. Check out the massive amounts of resources that he has available on his website, drdanwellness.com. He has self-assessments that you can do to just gauge where you currently stand today. He has videos that you can watch and learn from about proper nutrition and better diets. He has book resources that you can find and read, different publications that will help you with the information that he's talking about. And, of course, you can contact him through his website, Dr. Dan Wellness, or get his help directly by setting up a consultation at 713-295-9358. Again, that's 713-295-9358. Dr. Dan, as always, great information, great advice. Thank you for being here to help our listeners be wiser about their health and wellness.
Thank you, Stephen. We'll see you next week.
And we're going to come back and wrap up today's show with a little bit of quick information that you can find on our website at stephenklive.com. Any of the resources that you hear discussed on the program on a daily basis, you can find additional resources and connections at stephenklive.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back to wrap up this edition of Life, Business, and